Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shube, the former executive director of the National Institute of Communicable Diseases. Professor Shube, good afternoon to you and thanks for being with us again.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thanks again for having me.
So, Prof, yesterday we started to examine the very interesting issue as to why certain people get COVID so much more extremely than others, why they suffer the symptoms so much worse. You wanted to continue that discussion today. I'm more than happy to do so because I think this is very pertinent to each and every one of us. What is it?
I think it is very pertinent. I'll tell you, you know, we covered some things, like we covered the gender issue, why, you know, females get infected the same as males, but more severely. And we also looked at the ethnicity issue, why Africans outside Africa, in the United States and the UK, for example, get COVID more severely, whereas the opposite is effect is occurs in on the African continent.
Yes.
Can't explain that. But I want you to deal with one or two things because, as you know, the schools will be opening soon. And people are asking, I'm getting a lot of questions about comorbidities, about underlying illnesses which make people more susceptible to severe COVID.
Sure.
And the obvious one is age. Age is probably the most stark one of all. And there have been many, many studies throughout the world. I'll just quote two studies from China and from Italy. And you can see from, you know, we're looking at children. Severe is almost unknown, really, very, very rare. Once you get to the age of 50, from adults from 50 onwards, then the mortality rate starts climbing from about 1.3 for China, 1.0% for Italy. 60 to 69 goes to 3.6 for China, 3.5 for Italy. 70 to 79, 12.5. 80 plus years of age, 14.8% mortality, 20% for Italy. Now, these figures are, of course, quite high because they're early on in the epidemic. I think our figures are quite substantially lower than that. But that gradient is still there, from children getting it very, very mildly. From middle age onwards, adults are at risk. And this is why, you know, part of our kind of protocols for going back to schools are that people from age of 60 onwards really should think twice about going to schools. They are at high risk. Now, it's actually interesting because there are outliers, and we actually saw an outlier. It was in the Jewish report, the last Jewish report, of this elderly lady of 103 who just recovered from COVID. And I've also got one or two friends also, or acquaintances in their 80s who've had very, very mild illness. And then we've also seen in younger people also severe illness. So we do have outliers, but that is, it seems to be the general pattern. And then when you look at the other comorbidities, it's very, they're very unusual for an infectious disease. You know, high blood pressure is not normally a risk factor for infectious disease. Obesity, diabetes, all those things, not generally. Immune suppression, a lower immunity, that is a risk factor for other infectious disease, but doesn't seem to be quite the same for COVID. In fact, when you look at, for example, HIV-infected individuals, that doesn't seem to be actually a risk factor itself. And why this is really kind of is quite puzzling. It seems to be that more there's a kind of a disturbance of the immune system which leads to more severe COVID rather than a suppression of the immune system. There is a subtle difference. And I won't go into the medical details, but COVID is really such a mysterious disease. But certainly the high blood pressure, the obesity, diabetes, chronic lung and heart disease, people with these should really again think twice about whether they will be going back to school when the schools do start opening.
Prof, so you say that it's possible that age, gender, race, genetics may play a role. Question
right.
for you is, is it possible that Jews are particularly susceptible to COVID? And I mean, all the figures coming out of the UK show that they're disproportionately affected. They seem to be very badly affected in Holland. Israel doesn't seem to be having a good time. Is it possible that there's some sort of link between, being Jewish and susceptibility?
That's a very interesting question. In fact, I was actually interviewed for the Jewish Report. There's going to be an article on that because certainly the mortality so far, I haven't got the final figure. It's between 95 and 110, saying of that order, is very high, much higher than the general population. And I think it's related to age, because if you look at the age distribution of the Jewish population, it's really skewed much more to the right. Our median age of the Jewish population is about 46. The median age of the general population, 80% of whom are Africans, It's saying like 26. So there's a great, great difference. And of course, as I mentioned before, the most prime factor for severe COVID is age. And I think that's reflected in the Jewish population. And I think that's why we've got such a high mortality rate in the Jewish population. That's probably the major factor.
What a good place to leave it, Prof, with some good news that it's not necessarily our genetic makeup, it's more our age, which is going to be a relief to a whole bunch of us. Prof, thank you so much. We're going to leave it there, and I look forward to catching up with you same time tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Simon. Cheers.